At the other one, I think.
Probably saw the potion.
The breakfast and I'm through.
That's it?
That's it.
All right, we were talking about soil, and if someone is draining land, they dig
a drainage ditch.
All right. The deep, narrow valley that a small stream cuts through the land is a
deep, narrow valley with a small stream.
And I'm talking about the way the stream comes through the land, you know, and cuts a hollow in the land.
Well, could be a canyon if it's big enough.
All right, what about a ravine?
Could be a ravine.
Small. How big would a ravine be? How deep do you think of it at?
Well, not a little bit of ditch, but not as big as the Grand Canyon.
All right, now if you have a creek, a river, a branch, and a stream, which is the biggest? The river would be the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then what would be the next biggest? Well, let's
maybe a creek.
All right, would a branch be smaller than a creek?
I would think so. A branch would run into the creek.
All right, what about a run? Have you ever heard one called a run?
A run, if I understand what a run is, it's water running over gravel.
Would this be bigger or smaller than a branch or a creek?
I would think it would be rather small.
Smaller probably than a branch.
Mm-hmm.
All right, suppose we said a stream. Now, would this have anything to do with size?
Not necessarily, because you speak sometimes of the Mississippi River as a stream.
That's true. That certainly is true.
Oh, it could be any size. A stream could.
Then it would refer to what? The fact that the water was moving?
Mm-hmm. They're all moving.
And I wonder why they would use stream.
Don't know. Because it streams along, I reckon.
Right. Are there names of any streams around in this area? Special names for them? Do you think of the name, any streams around here? Rivers
with,
or streams?
Using the word stream.
No, not necessarily. Just something that...
Well, Pearl River.
All right.
Runs right by Jackson. It's a stream.
I was crushed when I saw the Pearl River. I was going over the interstate, you know, and here was this big bridge, you know, and I looked down expecting to see this big river, and here's all this grass, and I look and here's this little tiny river, little tiny thing running through it. I said, that's the Pearl River?
It can be a big river. It
that's what I was told.
It overflows in flood season.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I heard, what I had heard was everyone was giving the flood level on the news of the
mm-hmm.
Mississippi and of the Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
So I expected, if you're talking about the flood, the level,
mm-hmm.
I expected it to be a river. It's this little trickle.
It depends on the rain. It gets very small in the summer.
Mm.
Very small. Is that too bitter?
No, it's just fine. I'm just letting it cool a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I like cold coffee. That's one of my...
You know, my... sister's husband was like that. It had to be hot to start with,
mm-hmm.
just boiling hot. And then he'd let it sit there until it got cool.
Nothing makes me madder in a restaurant than to have a waitress come up and heat my coffee. When I fixed it and I'm letting it sit there and it gets all just ready to drink, and she
right.
says, let me warm it up for you. And I say,
and you've got it all seasoned.
Start again.
Yeah. I know.
Sometimes I get my hands over my cup in time, but not always. If you have, I notice that the land around here is mostly flat. But if you have a small elevation in the land, this would be a
hill.
All right. Do you hear those called anything else?